guys saw the screen, yeah, so we don't have to look at this stuff.
Yeah. Are you guys all set?
Yeah, I've been through it all.
Set.
All right. Good morning, gentlemen. Three topics to discuss this morning. The first one is a request for a variance, and it is requesting a setback variance to be lessened. This is on a piece of agriculturally zoned property, which the setbacks are 50 feet all the way around. Ann Kaminsky is requesting a 10-foot setback on the easterly property line, just in the portion base, and I wrote it so that it would fit along the quarter line, right adjacent to the house. On this parcel, it has got, there's quite a bit of hill and stuff back here on this side. The little pasture ground and stuff here is fairly low, it's fairly wet. There is not much of a building envelope on this property. When this property was developed, the house is situated so that it is basically within the 50-foot setbacks each direction. But it was never really planned for and did not have room at that time to fit a garage, shop, barn type of structure in there. The request is to allow a 10-foot setback on this easterly border of this property in order to be able to fit a barn or a garage in this area. This being the most usable piece of ground, flat ground, on this property. And there's just not much other location to fit something and fit inside the 50-foot setbacks each way. I know, Joel, I know you're fairly familiar with this property down there. I don't know if everybody else.
Which one is this?
This
right across from Hiddles.
Right across from Hiddles. So Hiddles is right here. This is, you come around the corner.
Okay, yeah.
And Ann's place sits right there on the.
Yeah, got it. So that's BLM.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there's
BLM. That was my question, is who owns the ground next to it?
Okay, yeah. Right. So there's BLM to the east of this. Ann has spoken with them. I've actually spoken with BLM also. They have no concerns about setbacks one way or the other.
No.
And from that point, it's flat for just a little bit again, and then it kind of goes up onto those little foothills and stuff from there also.
There's not much room there.
No.
Dennis is just trying to orient myself. Is that the building that kind of sits up on the hill or off of the road?
It sits right down kind of the base of the hill.
You might be thinking of Brushfire. He's up a little higher than
so this
is right across from Frost, where Frosty lives now.
Yeah.
Just on where you right, you turn to go into Richie's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right Richie's turn. Yeah,
Richie's
turn is
right
here.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm with it now.
Okay. And the variance, like I say, the variance I've written to where it is just allowed along this portion of the quarter line. Really, it's just this bottom portion right here where they could fit that garage and stuff in at. I still think, you know, restricting it to that area at least restricts it to a certain portion of that property and does not allow that along the rest of the property. Planning Commission voted 4-0 to allow this variance. And I guess with that, if there's further questions, or the applicant Ann is here today also. So,
Mr. Bowden.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no other questions, I move we approve the application.
Second. I've got a motion and a second to approve the variance. Any discussion? I don't think so. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And
I'll
get that formally wrote up and submitted to you this next month.
Okay, thank you.
Our next application is an application by Chad Hayward and Jeffrey, put his name on there. Jeffrey Korg, I think is how you pronounce that last name.
Korg, whatever.
This is, let me get moved. This is in regards to the Amerine Minor Subdivision, which is up the Daniel Myrna Horse Creek type road. The initial application came in from Chad Hayward, which he owns this piece of property. And it is a 35-acre ag piece of property. They have also purchased lot one of the Amerine Minor Subdivision, which is only a 14-acre parcel. The remainder of the Amerine Minor Subdivision, which was done as a parent parcel, is 60 acres that sits on the north side of the road. The request is by these two landowners is to just vacate the Amerine Minor Subdivision totally, and they would then have a legal, a meets and bounds legal description for this parcel and for the combining of those two parcels. So this parcel would all become one piece.
49 acres, yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
So I know you could go through one minor subdivision as a landowner, and then after that, so how does this affect that if they choose to come back into a minor subdivision again, where they just vacated one? Does that
where that has been done? This the 60.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Does this open that up for another minor subdivision in the future because we just vacated the first one?
The okay. Best way to explain this. Let's see if this is.
I mean, I agree with I.
The. What we have been creating and been working with Greenwood Mapping to do this, we have, once this is vacated, it would create new parcels. Both of these would get renumbered. And then we have a layer in here that is called parent parcels, or it is the old original. So if something was to come up in the future here, you would see that there's a parent parcel there. You could click that and see that there's Amerine Minor Subdivision had been done
okay.
at one time. If we could find a way to get work through it, you know, it could possibly be allowed. But where there's one minor subdivision, yeah. you should not be
I
able to.
I just don't want to create precedents for future situations.
For future situations.
And I'm fine with this. I appreciate people putting land back together.
This is kind of putting it back the other way.
It's yeah. putting it back the other
but
way.
But it does open it up for another minor subdivision if they put in an application or they've already had one. Am I wrong?
Well, the only
no,
one that could
you
put,
might not be wrong.
You see what I'm getting at? I'm not trying to stop this. I appreciate this. I'm for this.
Yeah.
But someone could apply for a minor subdivision, get it done, and then vacate it, and then apply for another minor subdivision.
But you're putting the land back into.
So I'm just food for thought.
We would, yeah, we would have a paper trail here with the parent parcels.
I appreciate that part. Yeah.
It's a good question though. I don't know how to.
You'd be back in the same boat you're in now before
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
But could both parties apply for a subdivision then, since you're adding the 15 to the 35? Or is it just the 60-acre parcel that was the, whatever you called it, the original part?
Original part. It's a good question.
Well, you cross that bridge if you get to it.
Yeah, because you've turned both of these pieces back into
big enough to read
single
ag. There's another minor subdivision.
Yeah, you could definitely mm-hmm. subdivide it. The 60-acre parcel, they could split 35 acres off of that. No problem. You know.
Yeah.
The in essence, oh yeah, did the same thing south of the airport down here. We took those two parcels and combined it back in with one ag parcel and made it one solid.
Mm-hmm.
So in the future.
No, I'm in favor of always conjoining parcels. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Right.
I just worry about someone taking advantage of the procedures.
It's a good question. I think we'd have to look at that if and when that.
But I appreciate that you have a layer that shows that it had been a minor subdivision and that would come into play
in
the future.
Here, just let me, since we talked about one of these, so down here at the airport, I think this one pops up. So this parcel, this is tract 3 of the minor subdivision, and we took this stuff out. Mm-hmm. So now we go back to the parent parcel, and it will show us the lines underneath. So there was this lot, this lot, this lot. Yeah, so it shows us our previous line work.
I'm okay with that, as long as there's record of the previous minor subdivision. So
yeah, so there is that information there.
You're only allowed one minor subdivision.
Correct.
This is a way around that.
I'm fine with the commission's recommendation.
Okay.
So that would just, Tom, that would take away your concern then.
This layers, at least adds a layer of information to the next board or zoning group that they will be aware of, hopefully.
In doing some of this with like this parcel, it's kind of like doing a boundary line adjustment between two ag parcels, to where, the fence line's always been off, or this ranch buys 10 acres of this ranch, it's still all ag. For whatever reason, you can do a boundary line adjustment with the ag, and it's not a minor subdivision type of thing. It's adjusting a boundary line between the two property owners. Adding to ag. There's probably several ways around it, but it would take, somebody else to make that legal determination.
So we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. We've got a motion and a second to approve the application for the vacation of the Amarin Minor Subdivision. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Good discussion. Good discussion.
It is. That I hadn't thought of that point yet, so
yeah.
I will keep that.
Keep that in mind, I guess.
Yes, definitely. Okay, our next application is for a zone change. This is property owned by Iden Construction, Gary Iden. This is next to the industrial park down north of Marbleton. And to bring this up, this picture probably describes everything the best. The industrial park was rezoned and subdivided all as light industrial, which included this quarter down here. In the early 70s, Gary's parcel here, which he's wants to rezone right now, was an agricultural parcel, and he came in and got a conditional use permit for a residence and a salvage yard on that parcel. So since 76, this 40-acre parcel has had a conditional use to allow for the scrapyard on there. At this time, he would like to, since this is all still agriculturally zoned, rezone this parcel to light industrial, which would fit with the characteristics of the rest of the industrial site down there. It does then allow him some additional uses as far as industrial type uses do go, which, whether or not with the salvage yard and such has probably been somewhat used that
way. Who owns the neighboring land to the north, east and west?
East and west. Iden's own this one.
Both of them are Iden's.
No, this one, this one and this one is Iden's. So Gary, Iden Construction, and this is Ron Gordon's.
So the track I don't know the direction, is that the one to the left on that picture is Ron Gordon's?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, so
where's the highway?
Sorry.
To the, yeah.
Highway is to the west.
Right there.
Okay. Okay. If we're gonna, if this is rezoned from agriculture to light industrial, doesn't his taxes go up?
It could. The tax, it's been being taxed as a commercial property. Vacant land, commercial property. So it's probably being taxed commercially anyway.
Okay.
Just as a little history, why did it never become industrial in the first place? It's surrounded by, you know.
Because of the conditional use permit, I
guess. I just wonder why they didn't apply.
Yeah, because of that.
Because everything else is not industrial.
I mean, I'm okay with
exactly.
That.
Me too.
I don't have any
so
concern
in 76,
at all.
I think just because at that time when he came in and asked for that, they didn't have a lot of the uses and conditional uses, I think, in place as well as they are today for some of the zoning districts. Mm-hmm. And they allowed, I think also at that time, this piece was agricultural. This was part of the subdivision. It happen.
It's okay, Dennis.
It, I think this all come in after, so 82. So it didn't, the rest of it didn't get rezoned until 82.
Mr. Chairman, so I make a motion we change the zoning for Gary Iden from ag to light industrial.
Okay. Do you have a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second.
Sorry, Dennis, I'll.
Okay. I'm just trying to.
Any further discussion? We got a motion and a second to change the zoning on Mr. Iden's property from agriculture to light industrial. If not, call the question. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
There is something to this. Yeah, there's something there. I don't know what it is yet.
Yeah. We're about to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm well aware, and it's gonna, we're gonna be on top of things. Also, as an allowed use in the industrial site, there's some screening and fencing that needs to be in place also.
In an industrial site?
Yes. Which those targets will be right for back up directly.
Good luck with that one, Dennis.
Maybe he'll buy out Ron Gordon's lot.
Oh, it'll just be a killer.
Is that it?
That is it. That is all that I have.
Commissioners, do you have any more business you'd like to cover? Old or otherwise? If not?
Do you want to cover that conversation we had earlier?
No, we don't need to. I've already got it. Okay.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Taken care of.
I like that. That's my favorite comment.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.